This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney broadcasting from Chicago. I wasn't going to sing, I promised myself. From Chicago, I'm here actually promoting my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. You can get a copy of it. You can pre-order it if you go to katedelaneyspeaker.com. I'll throw in my tip book as well. And I'm very excited about it. Folks, it took me a year to write this book and go through all the machinations. Do you like that big word? My grandfather would be proud. The granddaughter of a trucker who was awesome, who was smarter than I could ever hope to be. Anyway, it took a year to write the book, to go through it, and now I'm in Chicago promoting it. And it's very interesting to be in Chicago. I'm staying off of Michigan Avenue. I'm here for Forbes and their summit, and we're talking about, you know, what you do now with the book and all that kind of fun stuff. So I want to thank all of you for your patience, for your emails, for your excitement for me, for liking to hear about the travels and where we're taking the show and all that fun stuff. It is the show that could. It is a show that will, right? And do you believe we've been doing it for 10 years? So for everybody listening and for all the program directors who take the show, 10 years we've been doing that. Wow. Just absolutely crazy, isn't it? All right, so let's jump around to a couple of things that are making news, things that you'll be talking about perhaps in your neck of the woods. And one of the things that's, of course, being talked about is these immigration detention centers. I talked about it last week when I was broadcasting from Sedona, Arizona, and I have talked about being with the Border Patrol and seeing what that was like, and it's horrific, this whole situation. And I know I go back and I say this again and again, if only laws had been enforced, I don't think we'd be in this situation. But that doesn't help anything. So you've got hundreds of detainees at one center who are holding hunger strikes. They're protesting inadequate food. That's not good, because what do you do there? You have at least five for-profit immigration detention centers that are under serious scrutiny. They're facing federal lawsuits over detainee work programs. It's a nightmare. And I've been looking at what CNN is reporting, because they do have investigative reporters. I've been looking at what Fox is reporting. I've been looking at everything that everybody's reporting, and I've been calling my buddy who works for the Border Patrol and what he knows about detention centers, and he says it's ridiculous, it's out of control, and that it's not always the detention center's fault. They're overrun, and then trying to figure out ways to reunite kids with parents, and then what's happening at these centers where people are detained. So you got six senators who are asking the Department of Homeland Security to take some kind of steps to figure out that private prison operators aren't using forced labor at immigration detention centers, because there's been these allegations that detainees feel coerced to work for $1 per day or less to get sufficient food and basic services. So that is a disaster. And what's happening there and what's being withheld. You got, I mean, so, you know, who signed the letters? Bernie Sanders from Vermont is one of them. Cory Booker from New Jersey. Kirsten Gillibrand of New York is one who's part of the group that's signed it. So DHS is sorting some of this out. Is it illegal? Is it inhumane? What's going on? What are the practices there? In the meantime, as we zero in on something else that's happening in Washington, and of course there still is the battle over, you know, the wall and building the wall and immigration dollars and immigration reunification. It really is a nightmare. It is. And then you've got the Russian investigation. When is this ending, and how much is it costing us, and what ultimately is going to come out of this? President Trump on Monday praised the firing of FBI agent Peter Stroka, and questioned whether that's going to convince anyone to drop Robert Mueller's in Russian investigation. So, you know, he gets fired over the anti-Trump texts, which you can't can't trash your boss, and you can't do that, and that's not a shocker. So put that out there in the first place. You knew that there was going to be some problems there, so now it just officially happens. And now it's like this whole thing of what happens. So where do we go from here? What's coming out of this Russian investigation? And I think that it's pretty clear that Paul Manafort is going to go to prison, and perhaps the people around him as well for what they've done. But I don't see, as I keep getting, you know, it's kind of like it's 50-50 in this audience. I get people saying Donald Trump, the president, should be impeached. And then I get the other side, which maybe is more 70%, saying, well, that's ridiculous. But it's the same thing that we heard for Obama. I even heard this with Bush because of one incident or something that happens that's being investigated. So the bottom line is this. As Congressman Pete King from New York is saying, the Trump, Mueller meeting really serves no purpose. Does it really serve any purpose in this whole Russian challenge thing? And it seems like it's so methodical, this investigation. And does it make me think there's a smoking gun? Does it make any of us think that? Or is it a witch hunt? I mean, you either kind of think one or the other, smoking gun or witch hunt. In fact, I'm going to ask you to weigh in on that. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. I'm serious about this. Let's have an unofficial poll. And you tell me, smoking gun or witch hunt? Which do you think it is? Does the former FBI director really have something here or not? Pete King is saying no. I mean, what purpose does it hold to even have a meeting? There is nothing there. And is it unconstitutional to examine the president's motives if he asked the then FBI director James Comey to take it easy on the former national security advisor? You know, that's something else that's coming up. And I think, you know, all the questions that we were thinking were coming out of this are not, really. And I think it comes down to that, those two words that I said. Is it a question of a witch hunt, or is it a question of a smoking gun? There is a smoking gun, and we're going to see it, and we're going to be stunned by it. We're just going to be absolutely stunned. By the way, I was traveling to Chicago, as I mentioned, because I'm here promoting my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, and I hope you'll get a copy of that. But the storms were so bad, I feel fortunate that I got in on going to the East Coast. So I kind of skirted that because I'm in the Midwest. But there were some delays with the flights into Chicago. So the Monday storms, they were so bad, you had 1,145 cancellations, 5,600 delays because these storms were so bad. You know, some of these busy Northeast airports like Philadelphia, like LaGuardia, it was terrible there, like Newark, and trying to get the operations back and going because of the storms, that's what, you know, happened. And then also there were late flights into DFW. About one-third of Monday's flights were late because there have been storms in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, too. I just grin. I just grit my teeth. I don't grin whenever there's storms because I just keep thinking hail damage. I've had hail damage on my house. I've had hail damage on two cars. I didn't grow up with hail. I've never, ever seen anything like it. So pack your patience if you're flying any of the airlines. American, Delta, Southwest, United. I mean, you can rebook, but you got to get there, right? And if you've got these pop-up thunderstorms, who wants to be on a plane? And of course, they have to re-rack travelers. That's what they have to do. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next here on ATN.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants. applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Welcome to the show, Abner Clairvaux. He has written a book called An Apprentice Dictator in the White House. It's so cool. It's political fiction, and so think about it. And this is a book, by the way, for everybody listening, that can really go in a lot of different directions. Teenagers can read this. Adults can read it. And it's a political fiction-based book based on, by the way, a true story. Abner, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Kate. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So tell me the inspiration for the book. And I should say that you've been in broadcasting for more than 30 years as a political commentator on radio, so it kind of makes sense. But explain the real true inspiration.
The inspiration came from the impeachment of Bill Clinton. When I watched what was going on with that, the impeachment of President Clinton, and I said to myself, what would have happened had Bill Clinton been president of a different country or a third world country? I must tell you, I'm from a third world country. And I knew what would be the reaction of a leader of a third world country who was about to be impeached for such a case like adultery. And I said, this is what he will have done. He will have dissolved Congress. He will have suspended the Constitution. He will have fired members of the Supreme Court. And he will have imposed martial law. So I said, let me put that situation in America. Let me show to the American people what a dictatorship looks like. Let me let the American people have a glimpse of a dictatorship. That was the basis of the book, Kate.
And it's the idea is to educate the readers about, as you said, being from a third world country, what how different that would look if you were to reverse the roles, right?
Exactly. And then one other thing, Kate, people think that this is a book that I just write. No. I wrote the book came out in 2016 before the elections of 2016. So basically, it has nothing to do with what's going on right now. Even though, you know, when you read that book, people say, there's a lot of things that look alike, you know. But it's a way for the American people to see. And then when you read the book, you will see the reaction of the American people when they see they facing a dictator in the White House. You know, and it's a very interesting story.
And explain to us for people who, I'm sure they know the word dictatorship and they have ideas in their mind and they might have seen movies and they might have been educated in history classes about dictatorships. And we know notorious dictators and some of their fates and fortunes. But truly, what is it like to live under a dictatorship?
To live under a dictatorship is when you have one person who takes all the powers under his control. Like, there is no separation of power. The dictator is the one who controls the executive power, the legislative power, and the judiciary power. And there is no freedom of the press, and people cannot, are not free, like the media cannot see whatever they want. So, I mean, you are like a machine, because you have to do what the dictator wants you to do. So it's either you accept his will, or either they send you into exile, or they jail you, or worst case, you end up dead. So it's not a pleasant thing to live under a dictatorship. It's not fun, believe me.
We're speaking with Abner Clavoux, and he's written a book called An Apprentice Dictator in the White House. I love that title. How did you come up with that title, An Apprentice Dictator?
Because I said, I used the word apprentice because it's some, I call it a wannabe dictator, a guy who wanted to become a dictator. But thanks God for the institutions in America. This is what the book shows. At the end of the day, I said, this guy will fail. He will not succeed because America has strong institutions. And then you will see that this guy will be in peace. He will be jailed, you know. And so he will not succeed. That's why I call it an apprentice. He wanted to be a dictator, but he will not succeed because it's America.
Yeah. Let's talk about your broadcasting. So you definitely have the background for this. 30 years in broadcasting. Was it risky for you at all ever in your career to be a political commentator on the radio?
In fact, I started broadcasting when I came here in America. I came here when I was 21.
Yeah.
So I started, you know, since 1983. I talk about American politics, world politics, and of course, you know, from my home country, Haiti. So basically, there was really no risk, and I was talking about politics in America. But I can tell you, I was active in politics before I came here, and it was very, very risky for me.
Yeah, because I can imagine, as people are listening, thinking of Haiti and what we've seen in Haiti, certainly in the past. When you see what's happening now in Haiti compared to when you were a child, Abner, how does that make you feel?
I tell you, a lot of people, they longing for the old days, for the dictatorship, because they said at least there was order. There was no anarchy. People are thinking now, they said with democracy now in the country, it's synonymous of anarchy. People are doing whatever they want. They are burning, they are looting. But there was no such thing under the dictatorship of the Duvalier. So even though, you know, people are always debating the question, is it better to have a dictatorship with order and law and order, or have democracy where people are free to roam the street, you know, burn and loot? It's a debate that's going on right now in Haiti.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. And, I mean, I said this at the beginning, that teenagers. What do you think young people would learn from your book?
I think this book will serve, can serve as on any political science class, because the young people can see how fortunate they are to live, to be born in a country with democratic tradition. They can see how blessed they are to be born in America, where they never had to live under a dictatorship. This book opens people's eyes, gives them an understanding of what a dictatorship is. And when you read that book, it will say, wow, thank God for America. Thank God for the strong institutions that we have. And let me tell you, kid, it's not because we Americans leader will not want to become dictators. Yes, everybody has this tendency to grab all the powers, but they cannot because of the strong institutions. We have a strong Congress. We have a strong Supreme Court. So the institutions of this country, you know, prevent this type of leader from emerging in this country. So the young people, the adults, everyone who read this book, after they finish reading it, they will say, thank God I was born in America.
What a great sentiment. How long did it take you to pull this together when you sat down and pulled all these ideas, these fabulous ideas together, Abner?
It took me quite a while, because to come up with it, in fact, I would say it took me like a good 5 years to put all the ideas together. And so when you read the story of the book, is really was a young southern governor. The guy was handsome, charismatic. He was first a governor from the South who became president in a landslide. And the guy was so popular that world leaders were scrambling to attend his inauguration. And in the book, it says even the Pope, the Queen of England, they attended the inauguration because the guy was a superstar. But he has an Achilles heel. The guy was a philanderer. He was a womanizer. So it's really a very, very... I would say it took me time to put that picture together, to put that image together. So it took me quite a number of years to come up with this story. And then I wanted it to come before the 2016 elections. And indeed, it came out in August of 2016.
Wow. Well, congratulations on the book, and we hope everyone picks it up. It's a great story. Abner Clairvaux, please read this, An Apprentice Dictator in the White House. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you very much, Katie. It was a pleasure.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump traveled to Fort Drum, New York, to sign the John S. McCain National Defense Authorization Act. It gives service members a raise and provides funding for new weapons and equipment.
After years of devastating cuts, we're now rebuilding our military like we never have before.
The bill provides $717 billion to the military and advances many of Senator John McCain's policy priorities, including tough language on Russia. The president specifically highlighted a 2.6% raise for military personnel. Finally, that's how President Trump reacted to the firing of FBI agent Peter Strzok. Strzok sent critical messages about then-candidate Trump in 2016 while overseeing the opening of the Russia investigation. The FBI is now running the investigation into Friday's theft of an airplane at SeaTac. Port of Seattle Commission President Courtney Grigori said all security protocols were followed the day of the hijacking.
We had an aberration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Wow, Greg, I can't believe who we have in our virtual green room. Tasso Duval, co-founder and CEO of Top Doll. I mean, this guy is, if he's not legendary already, he's going to be legendary. You know, just in reading about him, my jaw dropped several times. Seriously.
Now, Kate, so, you're going to embarrass him.
No. Check this out. I got to tell you a little bit of the story. I'm going to let you even dive into it. But he dropped out of high school to pursue his passion for technology. So I love that right off the bat because he gained massive real-world experience. I talk to leaders all the time in my speaking business and say how important that is, and somehow that gets missed. As a lead engineer at a photo sharing startup, Photolog, which AdWork High Media purchased in 2007 for $100 million. And the story goes on from there. Think PayPal, think bigger. And I'm serious. This is just an amazing story.
So, Tasso, welcome here at Forbes Books at Bedtime. And I have to tell you, Tasso, the way we got introduced to you is I was at an event called Dig South, a tech startup event in Charleston, South Carolina, a few weeks ago. And everywhere I went, people were talking about you.
That's fascinating.
That's a good answer.
You don't sound that fascinated, but we were, so we wanted to reach out and talk to you. So tell us about your company, because it is really interesting and really unique.
Sure. So we contract out high-skilled labor to companies all over the world, and we do that specifically in three verticals: engineering, design, and finance. And so we find the best individuals who are in those areas of expertise, and then we contract them to companies, albeit remotely.
And on your website, it says hire the top 3% of freelance talent. And you hammer that top talent, top 3% over and over again on your website. What is significant about top? Why is top talent so important? And is there something about 3% that is very meaningful?
Yeah, actually, there is a history behind it. And so when we started the company, we looked at what was the percentage of people being accepted into the network, and it was approximately 3% when we looked at it about a few months into the company. And so we had that as a slogan, and we kept it running, et cetera. It's actually lower than 3% now, quite significantly. And I'm sure the reasons are, you know, mostly due to volume, since so many people apply to our website. Also, we really need to have extremely high integrity. We like to say a McKinsey level quality of integrity, because our clients are counting on us to give them top talent. And we need to do that consistently every single time. And they need to have a world-class experience every time they interact with us and our talent.
Yeah, Tasa, before Top Talent, you had some pretty darn impressive early successes. I know our listeners would be really interested in hearing about them. How did that path go for you?
Sure. Well, I happen to be part of a bunch of very successful startups. I guess very successful for their time. Now it seems everybody has a billion-dollar valuation. But
I don't. How about you, Kate?
No.
But we're both working on it.
So, yeah, you know, we had a really successful company. I was part of the companies. I was not a co-founder in any of them, but I did partake as an early employee in all of them. And so some I received upside in, and it was fantastic. And more so than upside financially, you have an upside in your reputation that you're part of these success stories. And once it happens multiple times, you sort of gain that reputation, and it's galvanized in your career. And so I think that did help me get to my next stage, and that next stage was Top Talent. And it actually wasn't even raising money or, you know, the sort of typical VC route that helped with the reputational component. It was really the business side. When I talked about Top Talent, it gave me more credibility, and people trusted within the idea. And so that trust was delegated from me, who was doing a lot of software development, to the brand. And that's really how the whole concept got started.
Well, I guess one of the things I'm wondering, and we're talking with Tasso Duvall, he's the co-founder and CEO of the company TopTal. It's TOPTAL.com. One of the things you're saying, without quite saying it yet, but I want to get it out of you, is that you learn some very valuable lessons by being with those companies that had such great successes. Is that right? And can you give us a taste of one of the greatest lessons you learned while being there?
Yeah, sure. The greatest lessons were really the flavors of companies. Companies are so different. And while one of the companies was very successful and another was quite successful, they were run so incredibly differently. Slide was a world-class company. It was run by Max Levchin, and it was a sort of typical Silicon Valley success story at the time. It was excellent in regards to engineering, in regards to really everything. We had a great culture. It was really tight, and it was just an incredible story and journey to be a part of. I learned so much. I learned what it was like to be part of a really great world-class venture. And a lot of the other startups that I was a part of previously, they weren't of that caliber. And it really gave me a lens into the differences in culture and the differences or the different types of success. I really saw much more clearly how luck can play into a success story rather than skill. And in Slide's case, I would say there was a combination of skill and luck, but the skill was certainly clearly there. In some of the other ventures, I felt like luck was a bigger component, and you could feel that in the culture. You could feel that in the people and the teams that they were comprised of. It was just much more clear that the caliber of the individuals in hindsight were just not the same level. And so at TopTal, I take those experiences and I try to apply them to building the company today and really aspire to build that world-class organization like I've experienced and nothing else.
As you've experienced that, do you think it's important? It sounds to me like you also had some great mentors. Am I right in that? Did you have some mentors along the way?
Oh, yeah. I've certainly had mentors along the way. And you pick up mentors throughout your career as you progress in your career. So, of course, of course.
Are you now mentoring people yourself? Do you find that being mentored by really great people enables you to pass that on? And what value is there to you if you're mentoring people? How do you gain value from that?
Yeah, sure. So I have a lot of operational experience running TopTal, and I've done it in a bootstrapped manner. So while we have taken the seed round, we haven't taken a Series A or done another round, which is very, very unusual for a company of our size. And so as I talk to different investors, even larger investors, they ask me how do we run the company? How did we do this? How did we also spawn off innovations within the company, et cetera? And so it's funny, the people who I've been mentoring recently, they're not aspiring entrepreneurs or young entrepreneurs. They're actually, I would say, successful people or successful investors that really just don't understand how to take a company to a next level. And the financial rigor that we run the company with, the way that we've structured our engineering teams for long-term innovation, et cetera, internally, that's been something that's been very challenging to do, and it's very challenging within any company. And so by having that experience and doing it quite successfully, I'm able to help other entrepreneurs, investors, et cetera, with what they're looking for and how to put that in their own companies.
Well, I actually want to dig into that with you a little bit more, because you took the company from zero to 100 million in 5 years, and you only took 1 million in capital. And that is such a significant story. And you mentioned, you know, not being dependent on capital, but that is an incredible and powerful and organic way to build a company. And now, interestingly enough, I understand you've just launched a new vertical called TopTal Finance. So you're talking about actually turning around and mentoring senior, very senior people instead of very young people about how to build a company without overburdening it with capital, and now you're actually in the finance business. Is there a connection between the two?
Well, there's a connection in the sense that there's high-skilled labor involved, and so I wouldn't say that there's a connection in regards to, and when I say high-skilled labor, I mean high-skilled labor in regards to our other verticals. So there's no connection in the fact that I've learned about how to run a company financially, or rather from a financial sense, and therefore we launched TopTal Finance. We actually already had this in the works from day one. So it's kind of funny. From the first day that we started the company, we said, okay, well, we have to be in every vertical. And yet here we are 6.5 years later, and we are only in three. And you might ask yourself, okay, well, why not just launch into all of them? And the reason is because we want to be of the highest quality, the highest integrity when we go into those verticals. And it's not easy at all to ensure that that can hold true, especially for the long term, if you don't have the right infrastructure in place. So what we focus on is building really solid operational infrastructure to be able to launch off a new vertical. And I happen to meet a fellow by the name of Raj, who is the CEO of SkillBridge. And when I met him, SkillBridge was doing TopTal, but for the business world. And so it was a natural fit, and he was open to an acquisition offer. It was sort of serendipitous, but we did it, and that expedited us launching TopTal Finance. And so that's really the backstory behind it.
Tasso, you are fascinating, so fascinating. In fact, we're bringing you back for another episode of Forbes Books at Bedtime, Part 2, coming up on our next show.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Joel Nitzkin joins us right now to talk about something that, sadly, someone I know died because of their use of chewing tobacco. So how about smokeless tobacco and the fact that it could be healthier? And I know a lot of people have switched to that. Is it healthier or is it not healthier? There's a lot of questions surrounding it. So Dr. Joel is the perfect guy to have on. He's a physician in New Orleans, and we're thrilled to have him. Hey, Dr. Joel.
Hi. No, that's a good question. A lot of people don't understand it. First of all, with smokeless tobacco or chewing tobacco, a lot of the deaths that are attributed to smokeless or chewing tobacco, especially mouth cancer, really aren't due to the smokeless or chewing tobacco. Chewing tobacco, smokeless tobacco, and e-cigarettes all present less than 5% of the risk posed by cigarettes. They are far less risky.
Yeah, so what is smokeless tobacco?
Well, the term smokeless tobacco includes a number of products, the most prominent of which are chewing tobacco and what they call snus. Snus is a kind of moist snuff. It comes from Sweden, and here in the United States, it's usually sold in little packages with miniature tea bags that you place between the gum and the cheek.
Really? Oh, wow. And it's like talking about that healthier versus regular. So I've said this before, how many smokers even, I didn't address that, but how many smokers try to quit every year and fail, and is this a great alternative for them?
Yes, it's an excellent alternative. Now, no tobacco or no nicotine delivery product can be considered totally risk-free. The best bet is always never to start, or if you start, to quit entirely. But if you're on cigarettes, which is the most hazardous and the most addictive of tobacco-related products, switching to e-cigarettes or snus or even chewing tobacco will, number one, substantially reduce your risk, and number two, they're less addictive, so they'll be easier to quit. So you could use it as a transition to quitting entirely.
Ah, that makes sense. And you've been involved in tobacco control since the late 70s. Boy, so I bet you've seen a lot of different strategies that have failed and have worked. Do you feel like this strategy is a good one?
Well, I think this strategy really makes a lot of sense. Cigarettes are very hard to quit. And the success rate with the pharmaceutical gums and patches and lozenges has really been pretty dismal. You know, about 3% of smokers manage to quit on their own each year. And with one of these pharmaceutical products, depending on which one you use, that will increase the rate to 6% to maybe 9%, which means that even using them under the best of circumstances, 90% of smokers will simply fail and go back to cigarettes. Now, with e-cigarettes, particularly the ones that you can have custom made to your specifications at a vape shop, have a much higher success rate, and it's a whole different process. What you do is you use them as a substitute for cigarettes, and then you can step down at your own pace. A common process with e-cigarettes is to go in and get a high nicotine e-cigarette with a tobacco flavor and use it for a few weeks or a month or two, then go to a lower nicotine level with a non-tobacco flavor, and for many people, over the course of a year or so, they can wean themselves down to a zero nicotine e-cigarette and then quit. And snus is another very effective option. Snus has been available, you know, in Sweden for literally 100 years.
Wow, really? For 100 years? So they've had success.
Yeah, well, they've had success. And because snus use is so common, Sweden has got the lowest lung cancer rate in men anywhere in the developed world.
Wow.
It's less than half the rate of rest of Europe. It's well under the rate in the United States. And the same seems to be true of other tobacco-related diseases.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, these products are not totally risk-free.
Yeah.
But you can cut your risk by 95% or more by switching to one of these products.
Wow.
This idea that chewing tobacco and smokeless tobacco cause a lot of mouth cancer is really a myth. The data that Centers for Disease Control uses to, you know, promote that idea is from a related product that's common in India and elsewhere in the Far East and Africa. That's sometimes called gutkha, sometimes called pan masala with tobacco. And it has a horrendous mouth cancer risk. But the smokeless tobacco products and the chewing tobacco that's been in a widespread availability in the United States since the 1980s really carries a very low risk. FDA recently released a report, this is just within the last couple of weeks, in which they tried to project the death rate from chewing tobacco in the United States, and their projection was 110 cases of mouth cancer.
Wow.
Per year.
Yeah.
And no other cause of death. Now, that 110 cases compares to almost 500,000 deaths from cigarettes.
Mm.
So it's a huge reduction in risk. And by by the way, the risk for mouth cancer from cigarettes is six times the risk of mouth cancer in somebody who doesn't use any kind of tobacco product. The risk from chewing tobacco attributed to, you know, to mouth cancer is under 1% increase compared to people who don't smoke at all or don't use any tobacco product.
Wow, that's fascinating. And what about the FDA? Are they misleading people about smokeless tobacco or not giving all the facts? Or in your point of view, what do you think is missing here?
Well, there is a history that goes back to decades where the killer product is really cigarettes.
Yeah.
But the custom in the tobacco control community hasn't been to tell people that they shouldn't smoke. It's been a tobacco-free policy where, you know, they say you shouldn't use any tobacco products at all. And in support of that, they've said things and required warning labels that give people the impression that the smokeless tobacco is just as dangerous as cigarettes. You're just trading a lung cancer risk for a mouth cancer risk. And that's simply not true. The cigarettes are as deadly as they claim, and cigarettes even, you know, kill bystanders from heart disease and from an increase in cancer risk. And the deaths from all these smokeless tobacco products combined are so low and so hard to tell from background that they're not tracked by any federal agency.
Wow. Yeah, interesting to watch. I mean, in this country, as you said it, it has been such a tug of war. And I do think there is a lot of misinformation out there as to what people can do. As you said, there's nothing's completely risk-free, but what people don't know and don't understand. And it's a shame because it would be great for more of that information to be available, don't you think?
Oh, I certainly think so. And, you know, I'm really concerned about it. I mean, I think it's gotten to the point where, you know, this misinformation coming from tobacco control authorities is killing people. I mean, there are a lot of people who love to quit, who tried to quit cigarettes and been unable to. And if they could just switch to snus or chewing tobacco or e-cigarettes, and switch with the idea that this would be a way of transitioning, a way where they can satisfy their urge for nicotine while transitioning to total abstinence, that could save a lot of lives.
Yeah, I agree with you. Dr. Joel Nitzkin, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
I left a note on his dresser, and my old wedding ring with these few goodbye words.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.